Lutherdale Bible Camp. He was in seminary, and for some reason he decided to spend his summer hanging out with a bunch of campers and counselors at Lutherdale, which was great for me because I thought Tim was pretty cool. I was happy to have him as a mentor, and I watched him and I listened to him as an example for what my life could be like as I was considering going to seminary too. Well, I invited Tim to come and talk to my cabin group of 9 girls one day. It was just a time for some open faith talk, the kind that camp is really good at encouraging. One girl asked Tim, "Are you sure that God is real?" And instead of responding with complete certainty, Tim shared some of his doubts and his hopes. It was maybe the first time I'd ever heard a person in a leadership position be so transparent and honest about their faith as well as their struggles. I think we could use more honesty in our world. In so many ways, we are made to choose sides. Things are presented in black and white when the world is really a big gray area. And most of us don't fit squarely in any box all of the time. That is why I love being a Lutheran, because we just love that middle ground. We are not saints or sinners, we are both. We are not always good, we are not always bad. We need to ask forgiveness, and we also need to forgive each other. In the gospel reading from John chapter 6, Jesus explains to the disciples that the bread he gives them, that we've heard about a lot in church this month, if you've been here, this bread is different than just regular bread. When we eat this bread, we eat the flesh of God, which sounds gross and hard to understand. What the bread and the wine symbolize has been the subject of debates and divisions in churches for hundreds of years. In case you're wondering what Lutherans believe, we believe that it's both the bread and the body and both the wine and the blood at the same time. Again, we take the middle road. So it's no wonder that the disciples were confused by what Jesus said. "This teaching is difficult. Who can accept it?" they say. It is a hard thing to understand. So Jesus turns to another difficult concept, the Holy Spirit. Jesus says that it's only through the Holy Spirit that we can believe and understand in the life that is Jesus' body and blood, in the bread and wine we share in his name. It's only through the Spirit that we can know what this means. Jesus knows that some people won't understand. Some will come to him and some will fall away. So he asks his followers a question that fascinates me. Do you also wish to go away? Do you also wish to go away? Have you ever felt like following and serving God is just too much? I do sometimes. There are times when I think, man, my life would be so much easier if I didn't have to worry about what Jesus said. There are times when I miss the money that comes out of our bank account every month. There are times when I don't want to ask for forgiveness, and there are times when I don't want to offer it. There are times when I feel conflicted between the truth of the gospel and not offending people with that truth. There are times when I feel like God puts us between a rock and a hard place, and I don't like it. But here's the thing that keeps me coming back. That question, "Lord, to whom shall we go?" As much of a challenge as it is to serve God, and trust me, it's not any easier for me than for you, I know there's nothing else in this world that will ultimately be better. Whatever it might mean for my life or for yours, I know and I hope and I pray that all of us will look back as we near the end of our lives and say, God was faithful to me. God was with me even when I couldn't see God. In our reading today, Joshua gathered all God's people together and asked them who they would serve. the God of Israel, or the God of the nation. You can read the rest of the chapter for some really interesting background on this whole speech and event. Joshua set an example for them, saying, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." That quote hangs in my house, and I bet many of you also have it somewhere in yours as well. So the people agree to serve God, but let's look again at why. This is what they said. "Far be it from us that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods, for it is the Lord our God who brought us and our ancestors up from the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery, who did those great signs in our sight. He protected us along the way we went, and among all the peoples whom we passed. The Lord drove out from before us all the peoples. Therefore, we will also serve the Lord, for he is our God." And then these people kept their word, and the Bible just ended right there, right? No. Then Joshua dies, and the book ends. And in the next book, Judges, God's people go out and conquer new lands and start to worship the gods of those lands again. They forget their promise. So God sends judges to guide them back. And every time a judge dies, the people go back to serving the gods of the nation they're in, and they forget God's love for them and what God did for their ancestors. Now, I don't share this to highlight the people's unfaithfulness, because I think that's where we all immediately go to when we hear this. But I want to highlight God's faithfulness, because that is what we all so easily forget. Choosing to serve the Lord isn't what we think it is. Choosing to serve the Lord is to put ourselves in places where we are constantly reminded of God's goodness and faithfulness in the midst of our forgetfulness and outright rejection of God throughout our lives. In big and small ways, we forget. But in big and small ways, we also remember God. We choose to come here, as Katie said in the children's message, to listen again to the gospel. We choose to be fed again by the bread of eternal life. Christ offers this life to all of us. We will probably forget this by Tuesday. So we need to come back again each week to be reminded. Today we hear how God provided the true bread from heaven, a gift we only know through God's Son and the Holy Spirit. But tomorrow we'll think again that we have earned all that we have by our own efforts and our own faith. But here's the thing. God keeps offering life to us anyway. Over and over and over and over again, the Bible tells the story of people who know God, who want to know and serve God, and who fail. And the reason this story is still told here today in Grafton in 2018 is because their story is our story too. We are no better or worse than them. The only reason we are a little better off is because we know Jesus Christ. We have the body, the bread, and the life. Please pray with me. Lord, you know that your teaching is difficult. You know both our hopes to serve you and our failures too. But Lord, to whom shall we go? You offer us forgiveness. You offer us life over and over again. Help us to place our trust and faith in you in the midst of all our doubts and shortcomings. Thank you for serving us and for never giving up on us. Amen.